This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, February 27, 2018. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, in Salem, Yelena Yanoa leaned into the microphone at the school committee meeting Monday night with a brief but clear message for the committee members. She's quoted as saying, "Everything is in your hands. To close Bowditch is in your hands. Please don't close Bowditch." Last night, the school committee held the next stage of deliberations on Superintendent Margarita Ruiz's pitch to close Nathaniel Bowditch Elementary School next fall. Under the plan, the Horace Mann Laboratory School would switch facilities and move to the then-vacant Bowditch closing. Ruiz had said the recommendations come in the face of segregation in Salem Public Schools that has left Bowditch overloaded with economically disadvantaged students, triggering years of bottom-level performance. Public comment on the issue dragged on for more than an hour, with most comments condemning or criticizing the plan. The committee's deliberations were set for later in the night, and a vote was advertised on the agenda, but not necessarily expected to take place. More on the story, written by Dustin Luca, in today's Salem News. In today's newscast, Bill Newell highlights several stories involving Lynn and Swampscott.
Well, Rick, we'll begin with a story that involves both of the towns together. The town of Swampscott is exploring the possibility of aligning its Veterans Services Department with the city of Lynn following the retirement of the town's veterans agent, Jim Schultz. Under state law, the town is required to fill the position, according to Town Administrator Sean Fitzgerald. Schultz was a part-time veterans agent, and state law requires that the position be filled as full-time, he said. Gayla Colley writes that the principal of the Stanley Elementary School in Swampscott is on a temporary leave of absence following the announcement earlier this month that they're transgender. Principal Shannon Daniels, 52, formerly Tom Daniels, announced 3 weeks ago that they're transgender and would be presenting as female going forward. Daniels, a Swampscott resident who became the school's principal in 2012, identifies as both male and female and prefers they-them pronouns for a gender-fluid identity, but plans to become fully transgender to female. And Thomas Grillo writes on the front page of today's Daily Item of Lynn that it looks like the city council secretary will not be getting a promotion after all. The controversial move to make Teresa Young a department head, complete with a 6.6% pay raise, has been stripped from a proposed home rule petition, according to the City Council President Darren Sear, who had championed the boost. In addition, the addition of a city budget analyst has been deep-sixed. After talking to all of the councilors and everybody, we will remove the department head and budget analyst provisions, he said. The councilors are getting pressure from unions and constituents to take them out. We just figured that it was the wrong time to do it. More on all of these stories on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Mary Marcos writes in today's Salem News, the Peabody City Council has given Mayor Ted Betancourt a $10,000 raise, but he isn't the only city official who will benefit from that vote when the additional pay goes into effect this summer. The city council receives 9% of the mayor's salary, according to an ordinance implemented in 2013. So, councilors will also see a $900 raise, bringing their annual pay for serving the city from $9,900 to $10,800. The mayor's salary will now be $120,000 starting July 1. Councilor Tom Gould is quoted as saying, "Of the neighboring cities and towns, our mayoral structure is probably at the bottom of the spectrum. I think we should be consistent with area salaries." The raise keeps Betancourt apace his immediate peers in Salem. Mayor Kim Driscoll's salary increases to $135,000 for 2018 and is due to jump to $150,000 in 2019. Beverly Mayor Michael Cahill, meanwhile, now makes $110,000, but is slated to receive an additional $10,000 in both 2019 and 2020. Gloucester Mayor Safathia Romeo Taken earns $100,000 a year. More on this story in today's Salem News. And Salem News Executive Sports Editor Phil Stacy, the paper's sports department, and staff writer Dustin Luca were honored Saturday for their work in 2017 at the annual New England Newspaper and Press Association's New England Better Newspaper Competition. Stacy earned a first place in the sports story category, Daily Newspaper's division, for his column on Danvers High School hockey coach Kevin Flynn after Flynn's death last year. The judges wrote, "A top-notch a top-notch piece of writing that pays due tribute to a tough but beloved and successful coach. The Salem News sports staff also won first place in the special sports section category, Daily Newspapers Division, for their summer 2016 Signature Sports Series. The project determined the signature sport for each of the 13 high schools in the Salem News coverage area using metrics such as all-time historical results, popularity, achievement, and familiarity in the community and around the greater area. Staff writer Dustin Luca won second place in the Arts and Entertainment Reporting category, Daily Newspapers with circulation under 25,000 division, for his coverage of a controversial art show at Salem State University that had been temporarily shut down after some viewers expressed outrage over pieces they felt perpetuated hate and racial inequality. More on this story in today's Salem News. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.